WY.
W2ZXM Mobile.
W2ZXM KC2WI.
W2ZXM, good evening, Pete.
Good evening, I guess there's no net. I got back here just about in time to echo link into the Seaway net up on Will's repeater, and then somebody showed up at the door and I missed the Lewis County Roundtable. They were talking as I was dealing with somebody dropping off a computer with a million questions, and then I just switched over here about 2 minutes after nine, but put my call out and I didn't hear anybody, so I guess there's no one's called the net, and maybe nobody else is around.
Well, it has those slow nights, but every once in a while we get in there, so one of those things, I guess.
Yeah, well, I guess it's going to be cool. Went up this morning, didn't get anything done today. I got one thing accomplished that was on my list of to-dos, and that was to find a new O-ring for a big O-ring that's on a, it's on a flashing, you know, a strobe light, yellow strobe light that you stick on the car. I've never really used the thing. I bought it from at a Hamfest, I think, in Rome about 5, 6, 7 years ago, thinking, well, you know, when you do communications at a run or something when you're on the road, would be good to put, not necessarily for, you know, for you, but just to sort of, you know, get cars to slow down kind of thing. And I finally remembered to throw it in the car, and I went to use it, and of course it didn't work, and that's because one of the wires on the plug was broken. But when I took it apart, there's an O-ring that seals it from the weather, and that was broke. So I've been looking around for that. I found it at the Big Ace Hardware store up in Watertown. I really probably didn't need it because it's not like it sits on the car all the time. You know, and I think it would only get any moisture in there if, I don't know, you had it on and you were driving in a real heavy rain or something. I don't know. But anyway, it was $4, so I bought one. But the I went up this morning to Cape Vincent, drove up to Cape Vincent, met some people up there, AC2GE and KC2G, yeah, what's her name, ZTG, Julie, and their two kids, Maria, she changed her call, she's 10, she's got her general license. And her brother Wes, and we bicycled across Wolf Island, went on the ferry, bicycled across Wolf Island over to Marysville, and met a whole bunch of other people for a bunch of other hams, you know, some from the U.S., some from Canada for lunch, and biked back, and then I kind of frittered away the afternoon looking for some geocaches, and finally ended up in Watertown, et cetera, et cetera. So it was a, it feels like today's, must be, you know, Saturday or Sunday or something. But, anyway, that was my adventure for the day.
Yeah, well, sounds like it was a busy one anyway. It's keeping yourself busy there, Pete. And, yeah, I'm familiar with, Julie and what's-his-face there. They, often check in on the first cup net on the, Sequoit, N2CNY repeater from time to time, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning. I get in there as much as I can, but, you know, 2-3 times a week top. I set it up by getting up late, didn't get up until 9 a.m. this morning. Then I had to try to figure out what was wrong with the mower. I had hit the sidewalk with it, and both the side blades were working, but the center blade wasn't working. So I took that apart and spent the better part of the day trying to figure that out. And finally this evening I got it together, mowed part of the lawn, made some dinner, and got interested in an airplane repo show on Discovery. And just about the time I'm getting tired, I realize I have to go to work tonight. So I'm on my way there now. W2ZXN.
Well, I kind of had to do a little work. I had a guy call me just before I left in the morning. I answered the phone. I should not probably have answered the phone, but I hate not doing that. You know, then people don't get you. They get impatient. They go find somebody else. And I told him I was walking out the door, and he wanted to bring his computer right over. And I said, I'm out the door in 15 minutes, but I'll call you when I get back. Well, I didn't, and I told him probably, well, when are you going to be back? I said, well, I don't know. In the afternoon sometime. I didn't get back here till 7:30 almost. And next thing I know, he's showing up at my door and, you know, a million questions and, you know, and how long will it take and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And tell people, it's the way I do my pricing. You know, everybody wants everything right away, whether they need it or not. And, so what I do is I say, you know, I work exactly the same way as UPS. If you let me put it in the standard workflow, it's, you know, so much per hour. And if you need it overnight, then it's premium. And if you're not in a real hurry and you can give me a little flexibility, I'll give you 20% off. Because otherwise you gotta charge everybody the high price when they really don't need it, but it drives you nuts, you know. And where else could you go and get, you know, call somebody at 8 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night or Saturday and bring the thing over at 8 o'clock at night and get any kind of service? So, I don't know. Some people appreciate it, some don't.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good way to do it. I like that. And I like the the correlation with UPS. well, one of those things, but hopefully that person realizes that it is what it is, and if they want to pay more, then keep being needy.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at the, you know, you buy anything from anybody, you know, mail order, so to speak, or now it's computer order, but, and if you buy something and you just have it shipped to you, sometimes it's free shipping, but, you know, it's something reasonable, and if you want it in 3 days, then it's about double. If you want it in 2 days, it's about triple. If you want it next day, it's about the shipping goes from a few bucks to $50. And the reason is because if you have to expedite something, you got to put somebody else aside and interrupt your normal workflow. You know, and I can see that with UPS. To get something to someplace next business day, you got to put it on an airplane instead of a truck. You got to do special handling, you got to market, you know, you got to do all this kind of stuff that takes five times as much work. And in my case, you know, I might have to take some other job off the bench that I have on there, and then, you know, you just lose all the time. And it seems people should understand that because they've all gone through that kind of a deal when they want to, you know, order something and get it next day instead of a standard week. And actually, UPS actually has a FedEx, and a lot of them have it like an economy mode, which instead of a normal, which is usually UPS, like standard ground is 3 days or something, it's like a 7 to 10, but it's real cheap. And that's exactly what I do. And, you know, most of the time that works out. And I used to basically charge the lowest price and then quote the lowest price. I don't do that anymore because what I found is people would, oh yeah, I'm not in a hurry, or oh yeah, well that's good. And then they'd call me 2 days later and say, you know, is it done yet? Or, you know, whatever. And it drives me nuts. But that's the way it goes. But, you know, there's a limit. I mean, you know, it's a limit to how much you can charge. If you were working on a $20,000 item, it's different than a you know, computer, people think they can just go buy a new one for $400, which they can, but it's usually a piece of junk if you don't pay, if you only pay that much.
True story. You said it well. Well, Pete, nice chatting with you, but I gotta jump out here. I'm at Madison County 911. Gotta hop out and get in there and do my thing. So I will say 73, sir, and I'll be clear your final. You have a wonderful evening. W2ZXM.
Okay, talk to you later, KC2WI.
KB2KOJ for Hot 10. Looking for spaceships with or without traffic.
November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. Good evening. No traffic.
M2 Whiskey Bravo X-ray. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Hot 10?
This is KC2WI, no traffic.
KC2WI, Pete, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octan? This is KB2KOJ. This is KB2KOJ for Octan. Any other stations with or without traffic? Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 73 to all. KB2KOJ is correct.